Hey, this is Dan, coming back at you with another CBP Audio Boo. This is Audio Boo number 70, talking about Avengers number 237. So, yeah, it's been a while since the last boo. You know, it's been a little hectic the past couple months with the holidays and the new year and the Super Bowl and The Walking Dead came back. I mean, it's just been crazy. But I'm back, and we're going to finish out the run of Avengers comics that I have, and we're going to pick up with issue 237. Now, if you recall from issue 236, the Avengers were summoned to Project Pegasus for some, you know, some crazy stuff that was going on. Basically, Project Pegasus was... they had this drill that was tapping into this lava core, and it was a direct threat to this race of lava men, and they were none too happy about it. Also, Spider-Man happened to tag along. Spider-Man wants to earn a little coin by, you know, being an Avenger. So, you know, there's that. So this issue picks up with... you know, the Avengers kind of saying goodbye to the Lava Men. They're still in Project Pegasus. And, you know, the Lava Men were calmed down by the sight of Captain Marvel, who in her energy form resembled one of their gods. So, you know, Captain Marvel just kind of told them to calm down and, you know, everything's okay and they're not going to drill anymore and all this stuff. A lot of... ecological ramifications in this issue. You know, got to talk about the important issues, drilling and, you know, and the rights of the Lava Men. So the Lava Men, you know, they open up a fissure in the ground and they just kind of do a fireman pole slide right down into the earth, and Spider-Man smacks his head. He's like, I saw it, but I still don't believe it. Like, Lava Men is the craziest thing Spider-Man has ever seen in his whole career of being Spider-Man. So they're, getting back to the issue of Spider-Man being an Avenger, you know, Cap says, well, look, Spider-Man, you know, so we're gonna, you know, we'd still like you to be part of the team, but, you know, you'd have to be an Avenger in training. And because that's just the way it is, fair is fair. And, you know, even though you've been a superhero for how many years and you've got all this, you know, all this experience under your belt, we still need you to abide by the Avengers bylaws. And, you know, and he's like, and we don't keep any secrets from each other. Yeah, right. Which causes Star Fox to think, well, I've never had the opportunity yet to reveal my secret ability. Should I tell them? Should I let it remain a secret? Those of you who are, you know, longtime Avengers readers, or if you know Star Fox and you know what his quote-unquote special ability is, with the ladies, or with the men, who knows? But I'm sure it will be revealed in later issues. But in the meantime, Spider-Man says, okay, that's cool, whatever. And the Wasp says, well, let's finalize all this back at Avengers Mansion. So, they start to leave. Meanwhile, unbeknownst to them, Moonstone, Blackout, Electro, and the Rhino, who were all imprisoned at Project Pegasus, have escaped due to the craziness from the past, or from the previous issue. They were able to escape from their cells. They decide, well, this is kind of interesting. Moonstone says, you know, Project Pegasus had us imprisoned so they could research our energy powers. To my knowledge, the Rhino doesn't have any energy powers and he just wears a suit. I could be wrong, but as far as I know, he's just been a big, strong, dumb guy who wears a suit and runs into things really fast, you know, when he gets a kind of a head of steam. But if anybody knows different, please let me know. So anyways, they decide to get revenge on Project Pegasus by going after their nuclear reactor and sending it, you know, sending it into overdrive or over whatever. They're going to mess it up. So as the Avengers are leaving, you know, shit starts to go sideways. You know, the transport they were using fails and they all fall almost 20 stories and die. Spider-Man saves a bunch of them. And then they bust out and they find this giant cube of what they don't know, but is Blackout's Dark Force that they can't get through. You know, they try everything, they can't get through it. Finally, the Scarlet Witch comes up and hexes the shit out of it, and it clears, and you know, fight ensues between you know, the four villains and the Avengers. And there's this kind of weird part where Blackout encases Captain Marvel. You know, Captain Marvel is zipping around in one of her energy forms, and Blackout encases her in this sphere of the Dark Force. And she's like, I can't get out. You know, I've tried every form of energy I know. I can't get out. I can't get out. And she says, well, there's one thing I haven't tried, but I have to be in human form to do it. So, you know, a few panels pass. There's still some more fighting going on. And then all of a sudden, Captain Marvel just busts out. Like, they don't say or show how she did it. She just busts out. She's like, free! So anyway, so the Avengers eventually dispatch the villains, but not before Moonstone totally jacks up the controls and the safeties for the nuclear reactor. So it's up to Spider-Man, and, you know, because Spider-Man's pretty brilliant. He just hides a lot under the jokey facade. So it's up to Spider-Man to save the day, which he does with the help of Captain Marvel, who reconnects the stuff she needs to reconnect or put the cores back into the cooling cores back into the who's it, what's it's. So they save the day. They get back to Avengers Mansion, you know, and they're kind of kicking back, and Cap gets on the phone with, you know, the Security Council that is overseeing the Avengers, and they're like, look, we need to request clearance for Spider-Man as an Avenger trainee. And the guy's like, no way, we've got a file on him as thick as a phone book, no way. And Cap's like, eh, all right, sorry. I mean, he's like, I guess I could make an appeal to the president, but I don't. And Spider-Man's like, whatever, forget it. And he said the exact same thing I was thinking. Oh, so you can give security clearance to an alien, a.k.a. Star Fox, but not to me. So, anyway, so that's where the issue ends. And we'll see you next time with issue 238.